The best remedy for a bruised heart is not, as so many people seem to think, repose upon a manly bosom. Much more efficacious are honest work, physical activity, and the sudden acquisition of wealth. After being acquitted of murdering her lover, Harriet Vane found all three specifics abundantly at her disposal. To be tried for murder is a fairly good advertisement for a writer of detective fiction, and Harriet Vane thrillers were booming. In the interval between finishing one book and embarking on another, Harriet Vane started off on a solitary walking tour along the southwest coast of England. The month was June, the weather perfect. On the morning of the 18th, she set out from Leston Hoe with the intention of walking along the cliffs to Wilvercombe, 16 miles away. It should have been a pleasant and uneventful way of passing a summer day. But by late that afternoon, Harriet Vane was to be seen hurrying along the Wilvercombe Road in search of help. When help finally arrived, it was in the unlikely shape of a spindly figure clad in stout walking boots and a pair of flapping shorts. As they drew close, Harriet hailed him imperiously.
I say.
Good afternoon.
Excuse me. Can you tell me where I can get hold of someone with a car or a telephone? It's frightfully important.
Oh, I'm afraid I can't tell you. You see, I'm a stranger here myself.
Well, could you... That is, you see, there's a dead man on the beach back there.
No, really. I say, that's a bit thick, isn't it? A friend of yours?
Certainly not. I don't know him from Adam. But the police ought to know about it.
The police? Oh, yes, of course, the police. Well, you'll find them in Wilvercombe, you know. There's a police station there.